Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Division game, 4 days rest. It's going to be a fight out there, right? I mean, how nice is it to get that W against that team that you knew was going to bring a lot of fight tonight?
Every time that – well, it's good. It's good to get a win. But what people don't understand is, like, everybody thinks, like, oh, the Bills supposed to beat them by 50. It's not realistic in the NFL, right? Like, every week it's NFL, you know? Divisional games are tough no matter what. Patriots, Jets, Dolphins play as hard. Every single year, even the Chiefs, right? Like, it's just like what it is. But it's beautiful to pull the win out. I'm glad that Josh did his thing. Happy for TB and some of the guys that played their balls off. So, super cool. Congrats to Jimbo, too, breaking the franchise.
What is it about TB that he always seems to make a play on the ball in a critical situation?
Yeah, the boy studies, man. The boy's a study warrior. Like, he's always in his playbook. He's a captain for a reason, right? And we respect him. We love him. And he does the right thing. He does the right thing on and off the field.
You guys answered pretty fast after – I mean, they score on the first drive. Yeah. What'd you think about the play Dalton made to get into the end zone?
Yeah, it's just beautiful that our coordinator puts the guys in the right position to do what they do well, right? Like, let's not let that get overlooked. Like, our coordinator calls the right calls. When the O-line is feeling good, we're going to run. When the guys are juiced up, the skinny guys, when they can catch the ball and they're feeling good, he's going to put the ball in their hands. So I'm glad that everybody is doing their job and doing their 111th because it's a beautiful thing to see what's going on. And like I always say, like, we're living in a moment of history. You know, I just want people to wake up and really see it, right? Like, it's not just going to happen, but we're living in a moment of history, and it's beautiful that everything is happening the way that it is. You know, and we're only like 3-0, so it's still early. So, but success is nice.
How cool is it to see Jackson Hawes game today?
Oh, super cool. You know, like, because everybody thinks he's just a blocker. The boy can catch too, all right? And he's swagged up doing it. So, Ozzy, glad you get.
Can you describe what a body feels like after playing two NFL games in 4 days?
No, I can't explain it. You know, it's like getting in. Nah, I can't even say that. It's like, it's just like running to that wall. Like, how many plays did we have total? There's probably, what, 150 plays that we ran in two games. So it's like running into that wall full speed, and then you tell me what your body should feel like.
And then tell me how then nice it is to know you have 10 days, especially after getting a W.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't 10 days. McDermott going to pull it out of us somehow. Pagula going to get his money worth. We're going to be in that building kick slotted and running around and doing jumping jacks or something, you know, but they're going to get it out of us. But it's a beautiful thing. You know, victories bring recovery, and everybody smiles, and we'll get a little bit of rest, but it's only week three, so this ain't a vacation. This ain't nothing. We have to dial in more than we've ever have, and I think that that's what Emma Gurman is going to do.
Deion, what was working for you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.